Ya baik Dewi, sebenarnya kita lanjutkan lagi di sesi kedua dan kita juga tersambung sekarang ya dengan Bapak Profesor Dr. Haji Haryono Siono. Selamat pagi, Pak.
Selamat pagi, Mbak Riri.
Iya, jadi di sini ada Ibu Sri Hartati Supandi.
Hartati Pandi.
Ya, Ibu Sri Hartati Pandi. Kemudian juga ada tamu kita ini ya. Ada Miss Betty Mikalan.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Have you been going around and see the program's implementation?
Yes, we have. It's very exciting. Yeah, so much happening.
Very good. So you can bring this to other friends around the world.
Absolutely. Especially the youth, I think, is really exciting and want to share that with other alliances as well.
Well, as I said to you in the meeting last time, it's not only the youth, we want to expand the development of networking with other sectors,
mm-hmm.
So that attention to and focus to pregnant mothers, it's just a little target, because pregnancy is not just this between husband and wife. But rather the whole community gives some sort of pressure whether a couple could have another child or not to have another child. And to have pregnancy or not pregnancy. And these pressures, to me, is coming from all sectors of the society. You agree with this?
Absolutely, yeah. And not only the decision to become pregnant or not, being influenced by all factors, but also what then happens to a woman when she does become pregnant, and after that is also influenced by all the sectors as well.
And especially the development of the woman itself, from the very fragile to a grown-up girl, is so much the kind of part of culture. If people really, for all men and women, then the same kind of treatment would be given to the girl, so that they can grow up healthy and smart, so that she, as a woman, as a lady, can make decisions, not depending on the husband or whatever the community gives a pressure to her. Very good. I think your visit to Indonesia, according to me, will give a new spirit and sort of refresh whatever effort that we are doing in Indonesia.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Will you be here on Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, you stay here?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here
okay.
For the whole of the API National.
Oh, very good, very good. I was invited by Bupandi, and if it is still valid, I will come to the meeting.
Great.
Okay. Bapak Pak Haryono, saya mengingatkan aja besok itu Bapak akan...
It's tomorrow, yeah. I'm not interested, yeah. I'm confused with another meeting, Bu Pandi.
Okay, ya. Terima kasih, Prof. Haryono, untuk waktunya.
Selamat pagi.
Okay, thank you for Prof. Haryono. Ketua Yayasan Dharma Mandiri yang saat ini juga tengah underway dan tengah bersama kita begitu ya dalam perjalanan. Jadi tadi banyak juga yang dibahas begitu ya, perbincangan antara Prof. Haryono dengan Miss Betty, antara lain itu terkait dengan pilihan mungkin hamil atau tidak hamil begitu ya.
Jadi Prof. Haryono tadi menyampaikan bukan saja untuk orang yang hamil atau suaminya, tapi masyarakat di sekitarnya pun perlu memberikan perhatian. Jadi ada kalau ibu hamil, ibu melahirkan, ada nifas sudah melahirkan, itu perlu mendapat perhatian semuanya.
Perlu semuanya ya. Oke. Sehingga jangan hanya si ibu yang merasakan gitu ya, dari mulai payah-payah begitu ya, dari mulai hamil sampai melahirkan. Okay, Miss Betty, can you please explain gitu ya about the problem of maternal mortality globally?
Sure. I think we're starting to hear a little bit about the response here in Indonesia, and I think, but just to give the bigger picture, around the world, over 530,000 women die every year in pregnancy or childbirth. That equals to one woman dying every minute of every day.
Whoa.
which is the number one killer of women of reproductive age. And I think one of the things that's really important to note is that this is an issue of disparity. In terms of the statistics, it's an issue of the rich and the poor, of rich and poor countries, but also the rich and poor within countries. So just to give a few examples, for instance, in Sweden, a woman's chances of dying in pregnancy and childbirth are 1 in 29,000. In the U.S., where I come from, statistics are not so good. A woman's chance of dying is 1 in 2,800. But in Afghanistan, which is, has one of the worst statistics in the world, a woman's chance of dying is 1 in 6. And here in Indonesia, 1 in 150.
Wow.
Well, just to give you the scale, the picture.
Bu Pandi, kalau melihat satu menit, kata ya, satu wanita meninggal dunia, ini satu hal yang cukup memprihatinkan. Terlebih tadi ada perbandingan begitu ya, di negara-negara, beberapa negara begitu. Berapa banding berapa, dan Indonesia sepertinya yang terbanyak begitu ya Bu Pandi.
Ya, tadi kan kalau di Swedia itu 29.000 ibu, hanya satu yang meninggal dunia. Di Amerika Serikat saja itu 2.800 tadi ya, satu meninggal. Jadi kalah Amerika Serikat dari Swedia. Afghanistan itu lebih jelek lah dari kita. Dan 6 orang yang hamil itu satu meninggal dunia. Tapi kalau di Indonesia kurang lebih dari 150 ada satu.
Satu yang meninggal begitu ya. Tapi kondisi seperti ini mungkin perlu diperbaiki. Seperti apa cara-caranya begitu ya, Bu Pandi? Jadi Aliansi Pita Putih Indonesia ini kan bagian dari Global White Ribbon ini. Seperti apa keterpaduan programnya begitu, Bu?
Ya. She is asking about the relation of our program with the programs in other countries. You start first and then I will.
Well, from the Global Secretariat, which sits in Washington, D.C., our primary function is to serve as a hub of communication. So to promote best practices to make sure that all of our members around the world are aware of new and emerging interventions and declarations and policies, and also to document and monitor and evaluate and share across countries what works at all levels in terms of service delivery, but also in terms of advocacy, in terms of mobilizing communities, in terms of some of the issues that Prof. Ariana was referring to in terms of women's empowerment and community empowerment. So sharing those lessons learned and helping to build the capacity across the country.
Jadi Global White Ribbon Alliance itu menganjurkan untuk melaksanakan, kalau di sini namanya PK.
Persiapan kesiagaan dan komplikasi. Ada istilah yang lebih singkatnya
ya, kalau bahasa Inggrisnya BPCR.
Ya, jadi persiapan persalinan mencegah komplikasi begitu ya.
Betul. Untuk mencegah segala yang menyebabkan kematian ibu ya. Kemudian juga memang advokasi adalah sangat penting untuk menyadarkan ataupun untuk bersama-sama dengan pimpinan siapa saja di negara kita ini supaya sensitif terhadap keadaan yang masih sangat harus ditingkatkan.
Masih harus ditingkatkan. So many questions to ask Miss Betsy and Miss Sri Pandi. Ibu Pandi lah dia tuh saya panggil after a break ya. Dan di listener nanti kami undang Anda di 529-614-17 SMS-nya di 0816-186-1034.